at the end of the street that I lived on when I grew up, there was this huge house, and it was vacant, and so all the kids, of course, thought it was haunted. And so there's a story that if you walked by the house, you would hear the ghost yell, "It floats, it floats, it floats down the river." And anytime you walked by that house, you could hear that ghost repeating that. So one day, a bunch of kids and I went down there, and we said, "Okay, what floats down the river?" And they said, "Ivory soap, of course."
Ivory soap.
But the joke came to my mind this morning because our story is really about boats, and boats float down the river, we hope, right? So the story I have today talks about boats, many kind of boats. There are boats for fishing. There are boats for skiing. There are boats for pleasure. There are pontoon boats. There's kayaks. There's canoes. There's lots of different kinds of boats, and you can do a lot of different things on boats. And when I was a kid, I grew up on the river. We went to the river every weekend, sometimes stayed up there, made Dad drive all the way in from work because we camped and we boated. And as kids, we skied all the time, and somebody fished, and other people just went out for pleasure, just riding in the boats. But one thing about all types of boats is safety. Safety is very important on the water. One of the things, even on a big cruise ship, one of the first things you do is you get the life jacket out and you plan what might happen in the event that you need a life jacket. You need some kind of safety. And so most boaters especially are familiar with checking the weather, right? One of the things you do before you go out on the river is to check to see what the weather is going to be like for the rest of the day, because it might be very sunny and bright and blue skies right now, but storms can come up quickly, especially on the river.
Especially tornadoes.
You might be out on the river and it might be beautiful, and then all of a sudden they'd be black clouds might come over and a storm could come up. Now, storms can come up all the time in our lives, not just in our weather. But there is a story in the Bible about a storm that came up. I'm going to read it to you real quick here. The book of Mark, chapter 4, says, "As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's cross to the other side of the lake.' And he was in the boat, and they started out. And soon a fierce storm arose. High waves began to break into the boat until it was nearly full of water. And the disciples were afraid of being drowned. But Jesus was asleep at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. And frantically, the disciples were scared. They woke him up, shouting, 'Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?' And Jesus woke up and he said to the wind and to the waves, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind stopped, and there was a great calm on the water. And yet he asked them, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you not have faith in me?'" And the storms that come up like that on the river are like storms in our lives. We all have storms that come up. They might be an illness. They might be disagreements. They might be falling short of goals. They might be really bad things that might happen to us. They might just be about us. They might be about our whole family. They might even be about our whole congregation. But the storms that come up can be so easily calmed if we have faith in God. If we look to Jesus and we say to him, "We have these storms in our life," he will say to the storms, "Peace, be still." And even though we still have the storms, they may not all go away, but God gives us the peace in our heart to make us able to withstand the storms because of our faith in him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, the storms that come our way, Lord, we know that you and you alone can calm. You give us the peace that passes all understanding, the peace in our heart to withstand the storm. and the faith in you to make it through to the other side. We ask you to be with each and every one of us this week. Go with us, guide us, and direct us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.